Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota MGTOW, and he let me make a topic on whatever I want. So I went through the men's rights subreddit and found a post called, "If most women are attracted only to a tiny minority of top men, how do most men find dates at least once in their lifetime?" Unquotes. Not only do most men find dates, but they also get married. Someone under that post named Retarded White Knight said this, and I quote, "Men who are high value and have surplus of choice don't settle down until they're way older, to make a family at 30 to 40 plus. And by that time, they'd rather settle down with a younger and prettier woman. But older women who are 30 plus and have been run through by bad boys, chads, or rich older men, see that the attention they get from the men they want, and think that they're in the same league because they would sleep with her, don't actually get as much attention like in the past, when she was hot and young. And now they realize that no one will settle down with them, and the clock is ticking. And now she's 30 plus with dozens of past sexual partners and most likely baggage and resentment from that past. She now wants the simps and desperate guys who she friendzoned or ignored in the past to commit to her and settle down with them. All that talking about I'm ready to settle down, I'm mature now, or it's time to have kids is basically her knowing her time is up. And she needs to trap a dumb ATM with a simp that accepts her and will most likely never satisfy her when she compares her past man that she was with him. And thus she will resent him. She'll make his life miserable and divorce him after children are born and a little bit older and get the house and half of his property. Men should never commit, even after seeing the data that they say around half of marriages do not last 20 years today. Do not be the desperate sucker. Do not be her plan B. Build yourself and focus on yourself. If you want to mingle, then do so casually with no commitment. And always protect yourself. Peace." I saw what this guy's describing many years ago, but didn't think anything of it at the time. A hot goddess with red hair suddenly got together with an intelligent man with a huge portfolio full of rental properties. But looks-wise, she was way out of his league. She'd figured out that she'd run out of time. She once lived in the Big Apple for a while and couldn't snag a man there with her snatch. She looked absolutely gorgeous and he looked like a homeless guy, unlike all the other men that she'd been with before. To me, it was pretty clear what was happening. Retarded White Knight is right that at some point the smart women realize that they'll never be able to keep a chad, so they settle down with chud. Plus, they've already had their fill of riding the carousel, no pun intended. Now it's time to move on to the next stage in life and have some kids, so she doesn't end up all old and lonely. The beta bucks guy gets to reproduce with a used-up woman that'll never love him because she's no longer capable of bonding with anyone. But that's okay for him, because he doesn't usually know that, and she won't actually tell him because then that would ruin her potential to be with them longer term. In the end, women want commitment and they try and end up with the best-looking males with that status that will commit to them. Be it social status with his career, financial status, racial status if he's white and she's not. I've seen women warm up to me because of status before. So once they figure out they can't get Chad, they settle for boring old Steve. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to why do women settle for Mr. Right now instead of Mr. Right Clown World Show. Actually, what most women do is find Mr. Right now while continuing to look for Mr. Right, because hypergamy never sleeps. The post originally asks why women date beta males. The answer to that is obvious. Free meals, entertainment, and attention. Not to mention they might meet the guy's friends, and one of them might be the dumb chad that they've been looking for their entire lives. Also, with online dating, no one in their social circle will ever figure out that they're dating tons of guys and leading them on. I've also known lesbians that have settled down with straight guys. You would be surprised how many women have actually faked their sexual orientation and given it up to their husbands a handful of times a year while carpet munching with their lifelong bestie, which they are now having a secret relationship with. Today's Not So Mystery link shows exactly how that happens. As a guy, I used to settle for women that I knew weren't the best that I could get, but it was pretty much a good way to ensure that they weren't going to cheat on me or leave me. I had self-esteem issues. A lot of women, after they've been dumped by Chad or have daddy issues, they will get together with a guy they aren't 100% attracted to, because they don't want to be abandoned or betrayed again. they date guys they aren't happy with because it limits the risk of being disappointed if the guy finds out how messed up they are and leaves them. A lot of times they get the idea that they can fix the man too. There's that old saying that men marry women hoping they never change, while women marry men hoping that they can change them. Women inevitably change over time, and women learn that they can't change every aspect of the man that they don't like. Both sides inevitably are disappointed and unhappy with one another. But by then, nature is typically taken hold, and the reproduction cycle has usually happened. That's the nature of human mating, to cloud the judgment of men and women long enough to create a new life with a wife. Women also obviously settle for men they deem substandard for a steady supply of emotional tampon support, and as women get older, the fear of loneliness begins to nip at their cankles. That's another reason why they settle for a man. But it doesn't matter, because even if they don't settle for you, and you're a giga-chad within a few years or maybe even months, they'll get used to you. And hypergamy will once again make them feel like they can do better than you. Men need to understand that no matter what we do, we will never be good enough for them. Plus, let's not forget the financial angle. They want someone that's going to support them into their old age. One time I saw the homeliest looking incel in his 60s, with his own paid off apartment and pension, and he became the bailout strategy for a broke woman in her early 60s. He told me he never thought he'd get married, because no woman had ever showed interest in him before. I'm sure she wrecked his retirement and peace of mind in old age, considering he had no idea how female nature operates. I wish I could go back in time and warn him, but then his granny would try and end me if I tried wrecking her plan for old age. Just because you make it to your 50s or 60s doesn't mean you're safe from women trying to get together with you. At that point, you might be their salvation when it comes to their retirement. When you're 35, you're their salvation if you're a beta male for a family. But remember, don't be their beta backup plan. The last thing I want to talk about is how the manosphere in general has been moving to an extremely boring place for myself and many people producing content in it. That's the topic that came up at a live stream with Joker and Undead Chronic recently. Everything has been done to death these days, and many of my videos end up being chores, rehashing old ideas to maybe reach a small number of new viewers. It might have something to do with our attention span these days, and that's why my Memes the Week videos have done so much better over the last year of making them. They entertain as well as inform. Plus, they work better for a generation that's addicted to TikTok. My memes videos are like 25 tiny TikTok videos all stuck together. I'm passionate about them and trying some things up about female nature and tiny little red pills. Ultra short form content like TikTok is taking over the next generation. But any mention of MGTOW or men's rights on TikTok and your account gets banned by Chinese censors automatically. YouTube is promoting the creation of shorts, but people making them only get 6 cents per thousand views. YouTube is now losing money serving them on their network. Also, over the last 3 quarters, YouTube has actually been seeing less income, probably from higher server costs and less ad revenue, because shorts don't really make much. The YouTube algorithm has been promoting shorts more than longer content, and so you may have noticed that many of your favorite YouTubers are seeing their traffic decline, because there are a lot less recommendations. It almost makes me want to just make meme videos full-time, but then I wouldn't be able to take people's requests, and my coaching call income would drop off. Right now I'm doing 3 Memes of the Week videos, and I might bring it up to 4 a week in the coming months. I don't know yet, but that'll probably be it. Plus, as I've mentioned before, I worry about being demonetized yet again. My main Sandman channel has seen a fall in traffic, while the Sandman 2 channel has seen a pickup in traffic. BitChute is also down, and that platform seems to be slowly dying out, now while Rumble has been growing and taking their place. I would love to hear everyone's opinion on what direction to take my channel in. Recently, even celebrity topics have done poorly. I think that guys are getting manosphere fatigue, and what types of content do you guys want to see? The memes videos, the average viewer is there for 6.5 minutes. For videos like this one, it's about 5 minutes. It also used to be 6.5 for videos like this one a couple of years ago. I'm open to suggestion from you guys for what types of manosphere content you want to see, and what you currently watch. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Randy the Dakota MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that some 60-year-old incel might get the chance to smash a woman for the first time when she's a senior citizen. But he should stand clear. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women, without any pension or attention, trying to ruin your peace and quiet in your old age away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.